Zechanishmas Avi Mar, Yaakov Minisol Pilchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Shainabas, Yeshua Falak. Okay, we're in the middle of packet Hay in corporations. We've been doing Rav Libus's tshuva about Tefillas Kelim with corporations. So if you look on page 19, so in the last piece on page 19, Os Tezvav in the top left, it says Nafkamina Mizeladina Bemishakona Kalim Bchanus Shal Akum. So say a person buys Kalim in a non-Jewish store, Nirsham Aleim, he signs up for them to get them. Shanasu Esel Israel. If Akum is just the middleman.
What does that mean? I mean, he takes title. He owns it. It's his.
Right, so
he buys it.
Yeah.
He buys it from the manufacturer and he sells it.
Right.
But he owns it in between. Why, right. Why should it be potter?
Yeah, why should it be potter? Because so is he saying the person who, the middleman, does the middleman take title or...
Yeah.
He takes title.
Well, of course. Number one, is that the issue? But number two, if it is the issue, yes, he does.
He does.
The retailer takes title.
Yeah.
He may have a right of return, conceivably, but that's a different issue.
Yeah. Because in the paragraph before, he says, "Al pisa exach da'lom da'akum hakona b'dalat kli chametz miYisrael lo l'tzorker al chaschora v'diyadu d'das hakona lachzov l'machor achar pesach hafil hinemid ha'mechira hu below haramim k'mochol l'tzorker b'vaday v'kuli alma in daito l'kach madu yitzarach l'hakona m'menu l'dbol ha'kli k'mod amin b'Yisrael hakona mi'akum l'chaschora ein zeh mikri k'niya she'yosim b'shus ha'akum l'shus Yisrael yishadayim lo yotze l'shus Yisrael d'l'sochel lo mikri." He's making a profit, but he's saying he's the middleman. I don't hear you, Rabbi Alter.
He's on mute.
If you're saying he's just a salesman for the manufacturer, then obviously, he's not doing anything. But if he's buying it on his own, and if he can't sell it, he's stuck with it. He's the buyer.
So, So maybe he gets it just, you know.
Now, they're different kind of arrangements. They're particularly retailers who have a lot of financial clout can make a deal with the seller that if I can't sell it, I have the right to return it to you.
Yeah.
Which may affect something. But meanwhile, he's still the title owner. But he's not simply a salesman displaying it in the store and the title remains in the manufacturer. Unless he's talking about a different kind of deal than we're used to.
Right. Yes. Right, Mustama. Because
I mean, when we sell our chametz to the goy, we don't sell the chametz to the kelim. We sell the chametz to the walls of the kelim to avoid the necessity of tefillah. Because if he takes title, then there's a requirement.
There's
the
a question,
tefillah.
Right?
So why shouldn't it be here if he takes title? Why shouldn't even if he takes title not for the purposes of using it, but for purposes of selling it? You know, what difference does it make?
Right. So he's saying that maybe he doesn't take titles. Is that halokeh kelim l'schora? Yeah, let's see further back.
Again, if he's only a salesman, you know, he's got the goods in his possession only for the purposes of selling them, that's a different story. But that's not the typical commercial arrangement, at least as I understand it.
No.
I don't think it was different in his day either.
No, I don't think
his day was late 19th century, late 20th century.
You know, let's see what he says on page 19 on the top right. Yud Gimel. B'mashakosu g'dole achronim ha'noda b'yuda marsh shlom kluger chachmas adam la'el v'yishitas ha'tosef z'arosh b'yisrael ha'mocha kli la'akum v'chozev lochom imenu tzorach tefila v'chinu l'halacha im kem. If you would sell the kelim, There's a shita that's the Beis Yosef quotes. If you buy something with schora, you buy something for schora, so that's you're not chayev in tefillah. Yeah. There was some hechsherim, the Shechta pointed out that they don't restaurants, that they don't tovel their kelim, because they're buying it l'schora. That's what Rav Avadi Yosef paskin. Rav Avadi doesn't like this pshach because he feels that he bought it and he's using it. I mean, he owns it. A Jew owns it, so he's not. And he's making money that he has this restaurant, but he's not necessarily using the kelim. His use is just Schora. So Rav Avadi Yosef said is what to say, that they won't have to be tovel kelim. And Rav Avadi didn't like that psak. But there were restaurants, from restaurants.
J-J-J.
They used to. If you buy something l'schora, that's not called. So if you're the middleman, you're buying it l'schora. So the Beis Yosef says that you're not chayiv in tefillah. Kevin she'etz l'schora lo tzarchei suda. Kevin she'chli etz l'rak b'she'im.
His ultimate psak in paragraph Ted Zion,
Tezvav,
depends on whether you accept this view earlier on.
Right, exactly.
And I think we reject it, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, there are some, as I told you, there's some poskim that permit, you know, accepted it and some rejected. I can't imagine that they. I'm sure they told them, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they told them. It's a big chiddush. But Rav Avadia, Rav Shach, but Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva. Yeah. Then he says, "L'chaim tamuli mashkosu b'shut shurashai b'meshumud." A meshumud bal chonos shel kelim, fukona kelim etzi v'israel bal beis charoshes l'kelim. You have a meshumud, fukona kelim etzi v'israel. Bal bais beis charoshes l'kelim, for a meshumud hanal yeshlo. Kone Yisrael demachzi chanush al kelim b'mokam achir. L'famim meshumud kosev l'bal beis hacharoshes haYisrael shu yishlach kelim liYisrael bal hachanos yashar elav al chashbono. Hu yisholim b'kederach balei hasitonos v'shakel v'tarishan kelim shem meshumud hasiton lo kone hakelim adayim miyad habalei hacharoshes adayim lo nosen hamos lo bal kelim adayim l'shuso. Okay, so that's the question of if he's the middle person, if he's and he's only doing it l'schora, and he's a guy, so then maybe that's not called. It's even like Rabbi Alter said, he had a title, but he was only buying it l'schora. So if he's only buying l'schora, so then that doesn't count. Okay, that's that. Now let's continue. There's in the Sefer Tefilas Kelim Kehalacha on page 20-21. Let's see, Beis Haroshes Chevra Be'eravon Mugbal. So he says here.
Can you argue it's only this Chara if you're the one like the restaurant guy, but if you sell it ultimately to another yid, but it came from a goy, so the guy who bought this car was a goy, ultimately ended up with a yid, so why should he not
the difference between the two? Now, who had it originally?
I thought the Beis Avi's case was from a yid to a goy to a yid, right?
A yid to a goy to a yid, yeah.
Right. But the
goy
was the
scorer,
right?
The guy was the scorer, right.
Yeah, but ultimately it came to a yid, and it was not the scorer.
Right.
So it came from a goy to a yid. So you can't use the same
Okay, here. So page 21. Kosev b'sev v'tfilas kelim, b'shem ha'gon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shakona kli b'beis charoshu shel goyim, don tvila b'bracha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that you buy from a factory of goyim, you have to make it feels kelim bracha. Feel beis choroshes hu chevra be'eravon mugbal, right? Even if it's some type of corporation. Afal pi she mipchina mishpatis beis acharoshes b'gayavna, hino ki ishius mishpatis b'fnei atzma. Even though it's a legal entity, it's not a real person. Vilti tluya b'kiyumam hafizi shel balei haminios. Right, it's not totally in the people. Le'el mishut shuvas v'halgas v'gives moshe b'din k'nias kelim ha'asharitim l'mem shalom. He says, "Hein emma sheish od." So Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin l'chumra that you have to be told them, even though there's no, it's a limited liability, so there's no shibud haguf. So he says, "Hey, Nemes, Yeshua Arichas Gedolah B'Poskim Al Mamadah Hachol Chasi Yisrael Chaver Be'Rovan Mubal Yesh Misha Sover Shakona Kelim Beis Charosh and Rav Uvgal Einol Levarach." That's Rav Shachter Shita, right? That he doesn't make a bracha on Tefilas Kelim. Omnam Mikol Mokav Aminah Rapashet Bezmaneinu Einol Levarach Al Tefilas Kelim Keelum Chayin Das Rov Kechol Gedolah Poski Ador Einol Barad Nayin. Then he quotes here from on footnote 9. He says, from the Baal Shut or Chasechad Lamdeini. He says, Rav Shlomo Kluger, we saw that, that says that stock owners don't have to sell the chametz because they don't have a schus, their opinion is not, yeah. Shalom Shimon Shuslam Kros for the Shtabish Memafel Fiza, Yeshlom Yonil Kavin Shabal Besach Rosh, Yeshlom Shuslam Kora Kalem, Kamamutu Likonis Lishtabish and Lishkora. So he says there's no Bali Roya. The Mlamid Lohoel also says that, the Rev David Svi Hoffman. And the Rav, you say Yeshlom, and the only one came in Shabbal Beis Hachosh, Yeshlom, Shuslim, Korak, Kalim, and Nasim Beis Hachosh, and Vigam Humutu, Likonis, Lishtamish, and Mitzorch, Schorer. Safshah, Shachever, Daniel, Zenach, Shachel, of Israel, Shachonim, Mitzorch, Litbol. He's saying, well, in the factory, the guy who's, he has Rishus to go in, to sell the Kalim from the factory. So maybe, but I don't know, does that should make a difference? That's what he thought, that should make a difference. That there's someone who has, I don't know. And because the Lamaisa, I mean, again, it could be like Rev Bleichel's, that it's a corporation, is just a shutfus and a whole like. And then the last piece we've mentioned in the Sefer HaMa'or, that's by Rav Elazar Meir Prail, who was the Rav of Elizabeth, page 22, Rav of Elizabeth, page 23, where he says, Shalti Zesha Kiman Ein Shum Bank Shalo Yebo Gam Director Ivri. In Ken Komishi Yeshlo Eza Esek, in Bote a bank, Nikshal Bis Ribis. Have a Ribis Shail if you have a bank that has some Jewish director. Ken Yeshlo Ayim Bise Shechever Shonos Mochas Menios shares the Bale Menios, Yam Shutfim Be Esek. Rabbe Mehem Hagam Avadim Ken Nikshalim Hem Be Isin Nesinus Lakichas Ribis. Ken Chevros Apotikios Abatim Mortgages. Yesh chashah zeh, v'gam inyon haftachas achrayis, ensuring shekol ha-maftiach etz atzma b'achrayis nasa shutuf b'isek n'sholim kem b'siribus. If you want to say that there, you know, any time there's a Jewish involvement, then he goes through it here. And then he says, aval zeh einon, page 25, the nirali pashut, daf etzma corporation v'inyon miyuchadim shchus yishiyus mishpati l'knos l'haknos. Because the Islam of Bible means it's chus. In Ichum, a corporation where a revach shaykh lo balam nios. Vigam Yishlam's chus lovatel It's chalik b'him as a kesef rei avor asman asher kotzvul them. Mashein abalich kov govin meis. As chus hazeh yishlem by kesef kol zeh v'lada yishlem chus by kesef achrei shem. In other words, they get profits. Yimtzu shehim gam habaylim lignin as chus hazeh. So they're baylim legabe the chus of the profit, like dekal apeiros. You're baylim to get the profits. Ulam kamat achan. Nearly the mutter came with avov nasa they munu about their bank, so that they ribus al de shliach. So one thing is maybe it's ribus al de shliach. Kva posak rama, the ribus al de shliach mutter, right? The ribus al de shliach mutter, and so the talk of sojourn is there because he passed in that there's no bali roi. So he wants to discuss the possibility of its ribbis al yidei shliach. But first, on page 24, he was discussing that, you know, the corporation is not a Kenyan, is not owned by the shareholders. It's a chativa miuchedis, if ne'atzma, im schus ishus b'shpadali klos l'achnos. That the corporation has people they appoint. Just like the Kupat Staka we discussed. So but he says that maybe it is a type of bilus. First he wants to say that this idea that it's but then he says, "Is of the Eino, page 25. The early Pasha Dava Etzim a corporation in Yenim Yuchad, but because of Yeshlem Bailim is a schus by Mammon to a Revach Shaykh Labale Amenius. So he says there, everyone who has shares is a Bailim for the Revach. So maybe the reason why it's not Ribbis is not because it's not a person or this Svara that the people give, but it's because it's ribbis al yidei shliach. But then, according to him, would you have to sell the chametz then, if you hold like that? Because if you say that it's not a kinyan prati is one thing, but once he says amal zeh eino, he says on page 25, he says. The nearly partial davta etzem of corporation or inim yuchad im schus ishus mishpote liknos lahaknos, cause a yeshlam labailim is a schus by mammon, ta revach shayach labale amnios, vegam yeshlam has schus lavata corporation, so he's considered them like bailim. So mela, so he doesn't want to say, no such shehem hinam bailim lin has schus azeh, whatever schus they have. So the first part of the thing, he was saying that, you know, it's not an entity. But then he wants to say, no, that they're bailim. Like a decalaperis means you own the tree for the fruit. Whereas you can own something in a limited way of owning it. That you're still a bailim. And therefore he says, so therefore you can't just say there's no din ribbis like Rav Moshe said. The only maybe the heter would be that it's a din of shlichus based on the Ramah. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue with the next packet Vav, corporation packet Vav. And then after we finish the corporation, we'll start the new Zman. I guess there's June Zman, July Zman of COVID, you know, continuation of COVID, the Onik Shabbos. See, the corporation thing was really only supposed to be for Lel Shavuos, but I just couldn't finish. So we have like Tashlumen for Shavuos. So not only for 7 days. Okay. We wish everyone a good Shabbos. Rabbi Alter and Rabbi Levitt and Rav Katan and Shmuel Mam and Ari Merzov, Dr. Levy, etc. And then we're going to start Chumash in 2 minutes.